Case number 17209, this is an application of Fidelity Exploration Production Company for an order creating two 1280-acre spacing units comprised of sections 13 and 24 and 14 and 23 and 14097 Stark County. All interested parties, please come forward.
Lawrence Bender, P.O. Box, 1855, Bismarck, North Dakota. Appearing in this matter, case 17209, on behalf of Fidelity Exploration and Production Company. We'll be calling three witnesses. Land witness is James Kennedy, geology, Alexander Claypool, and engineering, David Green.
Ms. Fidelity?
Hello, Lawrence.
Hey, Jim, how are you?
Just fine, yourself?
Good.
Mr. Kennedy, are you on the line?
I am.
Do you promise to tell the truth in this case?
I do.
Thank you.
Jim, state your full name for the record, please, and spell your last name.
My full name is James Kennedy. Last name is K-E-N-N-E-D-Y.
And Jim, by whom are you employed in what capacity?
By Fidelity Exploration and Production Company as a senior landman in the Williston Asset Team.
And you've testified before the commission previously, have you not?
I have.
And your qualifications have been accepted as that of an expert?
Yes.
Offer the further testimony of this witness out of an expert.
Motion granted.
Jim, let's go to Exhibit 1. Tell me what that is.
Exhibit 1 is a locator map that shows the general location of the proposed drilling units relative to Stark County and the rest of North Dakota.
Okay, and Exhibit 2.
Exhibit 2 is a close-up view of our proposed two drilling spacing units relative to the Dickinson Pool and the Dutch Henry Pool. They are outlined in a red dashed outline, sections 13 and 24 and 14 and 23 of 14097. Also on the map are some recently proposed 1,280-acre drilling units to the south by Burlington and to the northeast by Hess.
Okay, and then let's go to the next exhibit, Exhibit 3.
Exhibit 3 is a retotem land map for the two drilling units. Sections 13 and 24 and 14 and 23, Fidelity's leasehold is in yellow, and the lease lines are in the light gray.
And then Exhibit 4.
Exhibit 4 is the working interest schedules for the two proposed drilling space units. In both of them, Fidelity is the largest working interest owner.
Okay, and you also have a request with respect to the timing of an order that you're requesting in this matter?
Actually, Lawrence, we do not. We expect these wells under the current drill plan to spud January of 2013, so we do not need to ask for an expedited order.
Okay, good. I don't have any other questions for the land witness.
Questions from the staff?
James, this is Bruce Hicks. On your Exhibit 4, you're indicating that you own 49% of sections 14 and 23. Have you been in contact with Klein or Whiting on operatorship?
We have not been in contact with Klein. We have been in contact with Whiting regarding operating the space unit, and they are okay with us drilling it.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Claypool, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
Do you promise to tell the truth in this case?
I do.
Thank you.
Alexander, would you state your full name for the record, please, and spell your last name?
Alexander Claypool, C-L-A-Y-P-O-O-L.
And by whom are you employed in what capacity?
By Fidelity Exploration Production as their lead geologist for their Williston Basin team.
And you testified before the commission previously and had your qualifications accepted as that of an expert?
I have.
Offer the further testimony of this witness out of an expert.
Motion granted.
Alexander, let's turn to Exhibit 5. Can you tell me what that is, please?
Yes, Exhibit 5 is a structure map, subsurface TBD structure map on the Upper Bakken Shale. It shows a general trend of the shale in this part of the basin dipping to the north. Contours were generated off of wells that penetrate the Upper Bakken Shale. They have black diamonds surrounding the well symbol. You can see the two proposed spacing units in sections 1423 and 1324 there. Also included on this map is profile line 8A prime, which is the cross section of the next exhibit. The purpose of this exhibit is to demonstrate that the 3/4 is laterally continuous across our spacing units in the Dickinson pool area.
Okay, let's go to the cross section, exhibit 6.
Exhibit 6 is a 4-well cross section. It's datumed on the upper Bakken Shale. I've highlighted the upper 3/4 top with an unconformity line in green and the base in just a straight green line. That'll be our target in this area. It varies in thickness from 60 to 30 feet. The two wells to the right-hand side of the cross-section, kind of on the southern end of the Dickinson unit, show a little bit of variability in the 3/4. Thins a little bit in areas, and the Dickinson State 74 well was a discovered well for the Dickinson Lodge Pole field. It just shows that the 3/4 is there, but there's some variability in the geology as you get down south there. It might be valuable for the board to keep that in consideration while defining the pool accumulations for the Bakken.
No further questions of the geologic witness.
Questions from the staff? Mr. Green, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Do you promise to tell the truth in this case?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
David, would you state your full name for the record? Please spell your last name.
My name is David Green. My last name is G-R-E-E-N-E.
And David, by whom are you employed in what capacity?
I'm employed by Fidelity Exploration and Production Company as a reservoir engineer on the Williston Basin asset team.
And you've testified before the commission previously?
I have.
Had your qualifications accepted as that of an expert?
Yes.
Offer the further testimony of this witness out of an expert.
Motion granted.
David, let's go to Exhibit 7. Tell me what that is, please.
Exhibit 7 is a preliminary well construction diagram. It shows the two adjacent drill spacing units that we're requesting. And on this, it also shows the setbacks in dashed blue lines within the red outlines of each of the spacing units, showing a 200-foot setback marker for the toe and the heel, and 500-foot setbacks on the lateral extension. And then in a red dashed line, more centrally located, shows the proposed well locations of these two wells that we wish to drill here, residing about 1,980 feet in from the east line on the spacing unit consisting of 14 and 23, and that same distance in from the west line on the spacing unit requested consisting of sections 13 and 24, Township 140 North, Range 97 West.
Okay, the next Exhibit 8.
Exhibit 8 is a diagrammatic sketch of the horizontal lateral wellbore that we're proposing for each of these wells. And in this sketch, it shows our 9 5/8 surface casing set down to around 2,000 feet or whatever specifically required there to protect all of the surface formations. And then it shows our wellbore extending down to about 10,000 feet with the lateral being landed in the upper 3/4 target as indicated on the prior cross section. And this shows a 7-inch production casing being run from that landing point back up to surface and cemented into place. And then extending out is the productive lateral pay section of the wellbore extending out about another 9,200 feet, and this would give it a total measured depth of just shy of 20,000 feet. And then there's some information here in the middle column rundown showing the weight and the grade of casing that we'd intend to be setting there in the 7-inch. And then also, this sketch that's shown on the bottom is merely a diagram, but shown on the right-hand portion of this exhibit is shown the packer setting depths approximate for a 30-stage completion. The sliding sleeve ports would be located in between the adjacent mechanical packers.
Okay, let's go to the last exhibit, Exhibit 9.
Exhibit 9 is a summary of the volumetric calculations and the economics. And the original oil in place calculation is on the left-hand side of this, and then the economic assumptions and results are on the right side. And I'm just going to skim through this. If there's any clarification, please ask. But we're drilling and intending to complete in the Upper Three Forks formation of Devonian Age on a drill spacing unit of 1,280 acres. We're anticipating about a 35-foot pay zone thickness with 3.5% porosity and a 15% water saturation. The formation volume factor that we anticipate for this accumulation is 1.45, and that results in an original oil in place in this two-section spacing of 7.1 million barrels of oil and stock tank barrels per acre foot of 159. And then the economic assumptions and results are that our completed well cost would be just over $8 million, and that the well, after being stimulated, would come on at approximately 500 barrels a day over the first month of production. And these assumptions yield an estimated ultimate recovery of 300,000 barrels of oil and a recovery factor of 4.3% of the original oil in place. We've anticipated an $82 per barrel wellhead price of oil over the life of the well, and that results in net revenue to the eighths of $21 million, operating expenses of $3.2 million, production taxes to be paid of $2.4 million, and an undiscounted cash flow of $7.4 million. This yields an internal rate of return of 25%.
And then finally, David, in your opinion, will the requested relief prevent waste, protect relative rights, and prevent the drilling of unnecessary wells?
Yes.
That's all the questions I have, Madam Examiner. We would offer, Exhibits 1 through 9 in Case 17209.
Exhibits are received. Are there questions from the staff?
David, this is Bruce Hicks. Can you tell us about the gas line infrastructure in the area?
Well, gas infrastructure is being developed currently. Our company is endeavoring to be a part of all of that, and we anticipate being able to gather and sell our gas from the field in general by the end of this summer. We anticipate that by the time that these wells that we're specifically requesting here are drilled and completed, that we will be able to hook them up to natural gas collection and be able to market the gas and the liquids.
Thank you.
David, the porosity and water saturation are about half of what we normally see. Are you seeing this elsewhere in the basin, or...
I'm sorry, would you repeat the question, please?
The porosity and water saturation are about half of what we normally see.
This is the porosity that we're kind of looking for here in the Upper Three Forks, and we believe this to be an oil-wet system and find that this is consistent with what's been found in other places in the Three Forks.
Okay, thanks.
All right, that'll conclude the hearing in case number 17209.